Dan and Adam on ABC Radio Canberra.
So I wonder if you've had your flu shot yet. Now might be the time if you haven't already, because the latest flu figures for Canberra are showing a sharp rise in reported cases and earlier than the immediate previous years. If you're coughing, sniffing, blowing a little bit today, you're not alone. The peak of influenza cases for the ACT is usually reported and recorded in July and August. This chart is showing an early spike. The Acting Chief Health Officer for the ACT is Karen Coleman. Karen Coleman, really appreciate your time. Why is it we're seeing this earlier spike in flu cases in the ACT?
Yeah, so as you say, we are seeing an early increase in the number of flu notifications in the ACT, and this is something that we're seeing around Australia. So your listeners have probably heard those reports coming from all other jurisdictions as well. We're not really sure why this is the case. It may be something to do with the low season that we had last year, and there may be less immunity carrying over, so people are exposed a little bit earlier this year. But it also may be due to increased travel, people bringing in the flu from the Northern Hemisphere. We're just not really sure.
Are you currently collecting information to try and figure that out so that people can be better informed?
Look, I think nationally that kind of information is being looked at to try and understand why we are seeing an earlier increase this year, yes.
Does that also indicate a need for people to get a flu shot now if they haven't already?
People should definitely be considering whether they need a flu vaccination and to go out and grab one. So we're particularly focused on those people who are at high risk of influenza-related complications, such as those people aged over 65, people under 5 years of age, pregnant women, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, as well as people with chronic conditions.
On your comment that people should be ascertaining whether they need a flu shot, what would be the reasons not to get one if it improves your chance of fighting off the flu?
Yeah, you're right. We do recommend that every single person over 6 months of age gets the flu. I guess the message is that there is a group of people out there who are particularly vulnerable to the flu virus, and so we're really concentrating on increasing vaccination in those groups.
And Ms. Coleman, can you tell us how many instances of the flu that we've seen so far in the ACT?
So this year, up until June the 9th, we have had 738 notifications of laboratory-confirmed flu. This compares to 137 for the same period of time last year. However, noting that is, we probably are just seeing this much earlier. At the moment, from a severity perspective, we just don't know if this is going to be a more severe season or not. We're just waiting for that information still.
And how many instances were there over the entirety of last winter?
Oh, goodness. I'm not really sure on that. I'll have to get back to you on that.
I just wondered if this number seems high, but if we were always seeing that bigger increase next month, then maybe that's just what we can come to expect. But on the other hand, how many of those people have had the vaccine? Is there any concern that the vaccine might not be hitting its mark?
At this stage, our data does enable us to look at that, whether the people who are getting sick with the flu actually have had the vaccine or not. We generally can look at that much further along in the season when we look at how effective the vaccine has been. However, looking at the actual strains and the testing of the virus that's circulating this year, we do think it is a relatively good match to the vaccine.
You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra.